Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 13th. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today in 1985, Nevado Del Ruiz erupted, sending a towering column of ash and deadly lahars that overwhelmed towns and revealed the sheer power of volcanic hazards. The tragedy spurred a global push for improved volcano monitoring and early warning systems, transforming disaster science and community preparedness into a vital priority. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning it's looking clean, with 2 to 3+ feet waves rolling in. Conditions stay clean at 3+ feet. Until about 10, when winds shift to sideshore at 1 mile per hour. By 12, it drops to 2 to 4 feet and becomes fair as winds pick up slightly to 3 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide on Thursday will be 2 feet just before 11 a.m., followed by a 4.5-foot high tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Friday, expect fair conditions with waves around 2 to 3+ feet, though choppy in the morning due to southeast winds. Saturday sees a drop in quality with choppy 2 to 3 foot waves throughout the day, as winds remain steady from the southeast. By Sunday, conditions improve slightly with clean 2-foot waves, making it the most favorable day of the period. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 61 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be cloudy with rain showers before 4 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 59 and an east-southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20 and locally 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. Showers and thunderstorms linger into Friday night and Saturday, then taper to a chance of rain through Monday with highs around 60 and lows, mainly in the mid to high 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a historic move, LA has reformed its rent control policies for the first time in 40 years, significantly lowering annual rent increases for most tenants. The Los Angeles City Council voted to cap rent hikes at 4% annually, eliminating an additional 2% increase for landlords covering utilities. Councilmember Nithya Raman emphasized the need for change, stating that excessive rent increases are forcing people out of the city. While tenant groups view this as progress, landlord representatives argue that these changes will hinder housing development amid rising costs. The new rules will affect approximately 42% of LA households living in rent-controlled units. Now on to sports. As Paul Skeens continually conjured magical starts this summer, Pittsburgh Pirates catchers Henry Davis and Joey Bart whispered about the Cy Young Award. The celebration began when Skeens won the National League Award, earning all 30 first-place votes. Skeens is the second pitcher in Major League Baseball history to win Rookie of the Year and Cy Young in consecutive seasons. He led the majors in earned run average at 1.97 and the National League in walks and hits per inning pitched at 0.948. Skeens is the Pirates' third Cy Young winner, joining Vern Law and Dog Drabek. In local sports, Lakers fans were left disappointed as the team was completely overwhelmed by the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road. The first real test of the season resulted in a rough 121-92 loss. Luka Doncic led the Lakers with 19 points, while Austin Reaves contributed 13. The game started promisingly with a quick 4-point lead, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's scoring surge turned the tide. Los Angeles struggled with turnovers, ending the first quarter down by 12. At halftime, they were trailing by 32 points. Their next matchup is on Friday against the New Orleans Pelicans at 5 Pacific time. In top news, using your credit card at the checkout is set to get a lot more complicated. A settlement between Visa and MasterCard, along with U.S. merchants, could lead to tiered pricing at the register. This agreement follows a two-decade antitrust battle over interchange fees, which banks collect from merchants for credit card transactions. If approved, merchants could charge different fees based on credit card categories, allowing for surcharges based on card type. However, analysts warn that adding fees might alienate customers, as many would switch payment methods to avoid surcharges. Despite changes, rewards programs are likely to remain intact. In business news, the decline of cable television just hit a major milestone. For years, the pay television business seemed to defy gravity. However, that is no longer the case, as the industry has been eroding for a decade. A recent estimate from Madison and Walsh shows that 15 years ago, nearly 9 in 10 United States households had a pay television subscription. But by the end of 2025, that number will drop to 5 out of 10. This decline explains why companies like Comcast and Warner Brothers Discovery are trying to sell or spin off their cable television assets. Advertisers are also noticing that higher levels of audience reach can be found elsewhere. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $102,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $3,500. And XRP is up 3% to $2.46. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has launched a digital ID, which will be accepted by the Transportation Security Administration at checkpoints in more than 250 airports across the United States. This feature allows users to create and store an ID in Apple Wallet using their United States passport. Digital ID acceptance will roll out first at TSA checkpoints for domestic travel. Users can present their digital ID instead of a real ID using an iPhone or Apple Watch. However, it is not a replacement for a physical passport and cannot be used for international travel. To create a digital ID, users must scan their passport and take a selfie for verification. Apple assures that this feature is encrypted, safeguarding user data. And in entertainment news, Netflix wants to build a home for its fans at the mall. Netflix House opens this week at King of Prussia Mall in Philadelphia, marking its first major push into physical, experiential retail locations. The venue spans 100,000 square feet and features interactive games, immersive rooms based on hit shows, a 200-seat theater, and restaurants offering Netflix-themed cuisine. Experiences start at $15 with Netflix Chief Executive Officer Ted Sarandos, envisioning up to 60 locations globally. This expansion taps into a market longing for in-person gatherings, capitalizing on nostalgia for traditional malls. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British author and philosopher Aldous Huxley. And he said, "Technological progress has merely provided us with more efficient means for going backwards." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.